Okay, today's daf is Sanhedrin, daf Ayin Gimel, and we are on Ayin Gimel Amud Aleph. On top, as we continue the extensions of our discussion that we got into in this parak. So, as we remember, back in the previous parak on daf and Gimel, we had the list of the Niskalin, and the last of the Niskalin was Ben Sora Remora. So that's why this parak started off with discussing Ben Sora Remora, and the Gemara then went into extensions. Once we're talking about Metzora Mora, who was Nidal Hashem Sofo, so yesterday we started to discuss Machteres, which is also a case of Nidon Al Shem Sofo, and we spoke about the Chidushim of the Mishnah, that Kimle B'Drabimine applies, even though there's no real Chi of Misa, there's only a heter to kill the person in the Machteres. We spoke about all the details of Machteres. Today's Mishnah goes, again, extension of that. Again, before we have, at the end of the parak, we get into the big three Averas, as we will see, and then the next parak gets back into Elu Hein HaNisrafin, the next list of the Chai Bemises bastard. But our Mishnah says, Ve'elu Hein Shematzilin Asan Benafsha. Now we are expanding out from Machteres specifically to all cases of Rodef. These are the people that Matzilin Osan Benafshan. We save them with their lives. Who's the them? Who's the Matzilin Osan? That is not clear. That's a discussion in the Rishonim. Rashi says, Matzilin Osan Min HaAvera. The Osan are the people that are about to violate. We save them by killing them so that they don't violate the Avera. But the other pshat, at least according to some of the cases listed in the Mishnah, it might be talking about the victims, the potential victims. We save the potential victims, the Osan, by killing the potential perpetrators. So either way, it's the same type of case. The question is, what's the message of the Mishnah? How do you understand the first line of Matzilin Osan bin Avsham? But what are the cases? Harod devachaver lahargo. Right, this is not like the case of Machteres where he's going to steal, and just in case something happens, he might stand up. But what about Mamish? Reuven's going to kill Shimon. So then in that case, Reuven is a Rodef, and one is allowed to kill Reuven in order to save Shimon's life. Rodef achar chaver lahargo. The achar hazachar, the achar nara marasa, or if somebody is running after another man to commit rachmana l'tzlan mishkav zachar, or nara hamarasa, he's going to be ma'anis a nara hamarasa. Any of those also, one is allowed to take the life of the potential perpetrator. Aval harodef achar behema, but if somebody is rodef after an animal to commit an act of mishkav behema, va'machalo es ha-shabbos, or if somebody's going to be machalo shabbos bimezid, you know he's going to do that. Va'obed avodas kochavim, e'matzilan osan benafshan. Right, but these three, right, you do not, even though they're going to do an avera that's mechayev them skila, doesn't matter, there, one is not allowed to kill them in order to, save them from there is no victim, so to speak. But one is not allowed to kill them in order to save them from punishment. Rashi quotes here, why dafka are these, the first ones allowed, and are these specifically mentioned as the exceptions? So first, Rashi says, why only the cases of Zachar and Amarasa? Rashi, fourth line, Tlo nitan latzila benafsho, ela midavar shihu erva, v'yejba kalon upigam. Linear duff. It has to be erva, and there has to be kalon and pagam. We had these terms already earlier, and we spoke about maisaveir of a katan and of a goy. Kalon, there has to be a certain type of shame, upagam, and embarrassment to the near duff. So a zachar, a nama rasa has that. But a rotseach, right, rotseach pedyaksiv, that's separate. You don't need these svaras. This was the machteres pasik that we discussed yesterday, but the cases of zachar and nama rasa, right, those have an embarrassment. Those have a pagam, the depreciation and the value, so to speak, of the person goes down, and therefore that's where we are allowed to have matzilin osan benafshan. But the other averis not; they don't have these; do not exist. Why dafka are these mentioned? Shabbos, avodah zara, and behema. Why are those mentioned? So Rashi says behema is damila rais. That's similar to Arayah. So you might have thought that this also has Rodef Nita Lassila Benafsho because it's similar to Arayah. No. Why does it say Avodah Zarah? Because maybe you would have learned that from a Kal Vachomer, as we will see later on. Why Shabbos? Because Shabbos is compared to Avodah Zarah, right, with a Gzeirah Shava. So that's why all of those have the Hava Amina. The Rambam here in the Pirush of Mishnayos also relates to these in the Hava Mina, says the Rambam, V'yamra amnam, tzrach lahazkir Shabbos v'avodah zara, V'yafal pi sheheim Mizulasi ha'arayos legodel shnei ha'avonos ha'ela. Because of the seriousness and the stringency of these two, Shabbos and Avodah Zarah. V'shehem yesodos l'chol ha'Torah. And they are the yesodos of the Torah. Uksha adam over alayhem chashiv ka'ovid avodas kochavim. L'chol davar ve'eno mi'Yisrael. K'mo shebi'arno b'perek chamishi de'erivin. V'haya ola al adas shematzilin b'hem gamkim enavsham. Right, I would have thought that you're also matzil b'nafsham when it comes to Shabbos and Avodah Zarah. Kamash Malan, that's why the Mishnah has to tell us otherwise. And whenever this comes up, we like to quote, right, all these different sources, the Mishnah Berurah and the Hagdama Techela Gimel, where he quotes not only the halacha that the Rambam quotes of Avodah Zarah, we understand, but Mumar l'Shabbos. Shabbos also. Mumar l'Shabbos is a Mumar l'Chol HaTorah Kula. Shabbos is a defining element of Am Yisrael. Remember the Gemara Maseches Beitza, which calls Shabbos a Matana Tova that was given to Klal Yisrael. It's a special gift. Why is it a special gift? So the Mefarshim explained, the Aruch HaShulchan explains, in the beginning of Hilchos Shabbos, that we say every Shabbos morning, V'lo nesato l'goye ha'aratzos, V'lo nchalto l'ovdei fesilim. You didn't give Shabbos to the Umos HaOlam. It's a gift. Right, so Hashem didn't give Pesach or Shavuos or Purim also to the Umos HaOlam. Explains the Aruch HaShulchan, no, all the other holidays are based on a historical event that only applied to the Jewish people. So it makes a lot of sense that the Romans don't celebrate Pesach and that the Greeks don't celebrate Hanukkah. That makes a lot of sense because they didn't go through a certain experience that doesn't apply to them. So obviously, right, but, and that's even the Chiddush that some Haggadahs point out, that the five rabbis that took part of that Seder, Maisa b'Bnei Brak, all of them might have had a reason for them not to celebrate. So one was a Kohen, one was a Levi, one was a Kohen, they didn't have war in the servitude, two of them were from Gerim, right? So all those, but halach is, once you're a Ger, once you're the Am Yisrael, so you're part of the nation and it's the historical event and you call Yisrael a Ravim, even if you're a Kohen and a Levi, you have the mitzvah of Sibri Yitzias Mitzrayim. But when it comes to Shabbos, Shabbos is Zechel Ma'aseh Bereishis, right? So one might have thought Shabbos logically should apply to all people, right? Not just Jews, right? Why shouldn't everybody in the world have to remember that Hashem rested on the seventh day? And yet Hashem only gave it to Am Yisrael? That shows it's a Matana Tova. That shows it's His love for us. And that's why we don't have a parallel Lashon in our Tefillah of V'lo Nesato L'Goy HaRatzos. Thank you, Hashem, for not giving Pesach to the other nations. No, we don't. It's no Havamina. Of course not. Shabbos is a Havamina. And that's why we say that Lashon, because it acknowledges that it is a special gift, and it's defining. It's defining to a Jew. As the Pasuk says, Os hi b'nei v'neichem. And that's why, in our Mishnah, right, Shabbos is put with Avodah Zarah as a Havamina, that if somebody's going to be Mechal Shabbos, forget it. You have to try to prevent him from killing himself spiritually, so to speak. Just like Avodah Zarah, Kamash Malanat. Kamash Malanat, we don't say that. There are other requirements. Along these lines, is also interesting to mention, and to remember the Maharal and the Derech Chaim. Maharal and Derech Chaim says, it's the importance of Shabbos and the crucialness and defining elements of Shabbos. So then we might ask, as we're about to get into the next two daf, so why isn't Shabbos one of the big three? Why aren't there the big four? Right? Why is there only Gili Arayas Avodah Zarah Shvichas Damim, as we will see? If Shabbos is so defining, so then why don't we say that if somebody says, be Mechal Shabbos or I'll kill you, we should have to give our life for Shabbos, if it's so defining. Right? So how does that work? So the Maharal writes, again, there are halachic reasons. There's a tshuva of the Maharik, that every time there's an ones, there's really a Malach HaShem Yisrael Gufa, because you don't really want to do it. You're only doing it to save your life. So maybe it's not in the Siddharaisa. Big discussion about that. But the Maharal has a different shot. The Maharal, in the beginning of Pirkei Avos, in Derech Chaim, Perek Aleph Mishnah Beis, says the Maharal, quoting our Gemara, quotes Tamar's daf, Sanhedrin Ayin Daled. That's where the source is for the big three. And Psachim, but that's where we're going to have it soon. Be'ezus Hashem, says the Maharal, why these three? And now, for example, Shabbos. So he says, what is this doing in Pirkei Avos? These three are the exact opposite of Torah, Avodah, and Gemilas Chasadim, the three pillars of the world. And therefore, if these are the opposite, so violating would be undermining the entire world. And that's why I have to give my life instead of undermining and violating and ruining one of these pillars. Shabbos is not going to get one of the pillars. It's crucial and it's important, but it's not one of the pillars. And therefore, Hashem says, right, you are chalol Shabbos achas, kedei sheyishmar Shabbos osarbe. I'll read the Lashon of the Maharal. Ki elu gimel aveiros hem hefech elu gimel dvarim shaholam omed alehem. Two out of three are pretty straightforward. Ki ain safek, ki avodah zara hefech ho avodah, shehi el Hashem yizbarach. Avodah Zara is avoda. V'shvichas damim he hefech kimilas chasadim. Ki zem meitiv la'acher va'osel odavar she'ein tzarech la'asos v'shvichas damim ma'abdo legamrei. Those are opposites. Fine. When it comes to murder and chesed. What about the other two? And there are huge footnotes here in Rabbi Hartman's Maharal, but we'll just read the Maharal. V'gili arayis hu hefech ha'torah. Gili arayis is the opposite of Torah. Why? How are those opposite? Says the Maharal, ki malas ha'torah shehi ha'seichel nivdal min ha'chomri legamrei. Ve'ein davar sha'al yado ha'adam nivdal min ha'chomri rak al yidei ha'torah ha'sichlis. There is no more uplifting, spiritual, heavenly experience more than learning Torah, where we're connecting to Hashem directly. This is Hashem's autobiography, and we're connecting to Him. This is what He believes, and this is how we get to know Him. Vein tzarach lazeh raya. I don't even have to bring a raya or talk about this. Vehefech lazeh gili arayis. Sheholech achar aznus, vahaguf, shehi gili arayis, ubezeh holech achar achomri, achu nechshav agamri kimo behema vachamor. The most mundane, animalistic act that one could be involved in is gili arayis. Even though, you know, the husband and wife relationship is kedusha, kedushin, right? You can take the same exact act, but if it's done in a holy context, that could be kedusha. But if not, then it is just animalistic, and that's the opposite of Torah. That's the Maharal. So again, even though Shabbos is defining, but it's still not one of the big three. Good. We continue. Tana Rabbanan, says the Gemara now. What is the source for this? Of Matzilin Asa Benafshan. What is the source for Rodef? Minayin L'Rodef Achaver L'Hargo Shanita L'Atzilu Benafsho. How do we know that if Reuven is running after Shimon to kill him, I'm allowed and maybe obligated to kill Reuven? Right, what am I saying? What do you mean, what's the source? Didn't we have Machteris? Right, Machteris is already a source. Right, you're allowed to, you know, stand up and defend yourself. But maybe the Chiddush is that even other people can get involved. Right, even though we already had the limud yesterday of anyone, behuka b'chol adam, so the Gemara is going down to find a different source. How do you know general Rodef? General Rodef says the Gemara, tam alomar lo samod aldam re'echa. One is allowed to stand idly by the blood of your friend, right, and that is counted as a lo sa'ase daraisa. Right, the Rambam and the Chinuch count lo samod aldam re'echa as a separate lo sase. The Chinuch counts it in mitzvah reish lamid zayin. In Parshas Kedoshim, says the Chinuch, shelo nimna mila hatzil nefesh mi Yisrael kishenireyu besakanas hamisa v'ho aveda v'yeya lanu yecholos latzilo b'shem tzad. Right, our Gemara is saying that if you see somebody about to be killed, right, but the Chinuch says, read the next line of the Gemara. Let's read the next line, then we'll get back to the Chinuch. Says the Gemara, v'halachach yudah asa. Is this pasuk of l'samana debarecha dafka for someone who's about to be killed by someone else? If it's general, hami boyle look at the Tanya. Don't we learn it? Don't we use that for the following brisa? Minayin l'ros chaver shu tovea benar. If somebody is drowning in a river, ochayeg or aso, or being attacked by a wild animal, listim ba'an alav, or robbers are coming. Shehu chayel atzilo. How do you know you have to save your friend from any dangerous situation? Tam alom or lo samal adam riecha. Right? So it's not only by murder, Reuven is coming to kill Shimon. But if somebody's in a dangerous situation, it's a chiyuv to save them. So let's just read the Gemara and then we'll get back to the Chinuch. So Gemara says, in a chinami, okay, you're right. You're right that it applies, it's in general, right, that if somebody's life is going to be killed, the extra that we need is to find that even if they're not going to be killed, what about Nara Marasa? What about Zachar? Those need a source. Ela nitan lahatzil benafshe minalan. How do you know that you could be nitan lahatzil the other cases that are not talking about where a life is in danger? So asya b'kal v'chomer. That comes from a kal v'chomer mina'ara hamarasa. There's a lot on these lines. Let's just continue the flow and then we'll go back. So it's a kal v'chomer from na'ara hamarasa. Ma na'ara hamarasa. Shelo ba'el lefogma. If na'ara hamarasa, who is not going to be killed, but she is going to be violated, she's going to be nifgam, Amra Torah nitan latzila v'nafsho, by a case of Nara Hamarasa, which we'll see is a beferish pasuk in Chumash, we learned it out from. You are allowed to save the Nara Hamarasa by killing the potential rapist. Rodef, sh'achar chaveiro lahargo, alachas kama v'kama. So if somebody is Rodef, right, surely, you should be able to should be able to save the victim by killing the person. Let's stop there for a minute, even though we're in the middle, because there's a lot to say in these lines. First of all, Osama al Damri Echa, as we said, is the Isser Reish Lamed Zayin quoted in the Sefer HaChinuch, if we could save a person in any way. V'Yarminim B'Sanhedrin, he quotes our Gemara, V'Lomi Boy Atzuli V'Nafshi the Mechayiv, not only do you have to save him, this is also quoting the Gemara in a few lines, Ela Mitzvah V'Agir Nami Agir Echayiv, even hiring, paying money. Even if spending money in order to save my friend, that is also something that I have to do. Shorish mitzvah is a yedua, ki kemo sheyatzil ha'echad es chaveiro, kein chaveiro yatzil ha'so. Right? What's the shorish of the mitzvah? This is society. Right? You save him, I'll save you. So many societal requirements are based on the fact that we are part of society, and a lot of the halachas have been done by chaveiro. Right? Whether it's the mitzvah of Beinat Lachaveiro, like the Rambam discusses in Ilchas Avel, of Hachrasas Kala, and Levayas Hameis, and Bikur Cholim, and Nichum Avelim, all of those, what's the Mechayev of those? Again, it's a mitzvah Rabbanan, part of the larger rubric of Avla Recha Kamocha. So you might say, the Mechayev is I have to be a good person, and I have to be a Baal Chesed, but it's also the general part of a functioning society, in order that we take care of each other, and we do what each other needs. Right, and that's what we discussed in the second parak of Baba Basra, Har Chakas Nizakin. A lot of that is based on a functioning society. You can't do whatever you want. You have to act based on the fact that there are other people in the society. Right, and certain behaviors are because of where you are. Rav Schechter in Bikvei Hatzon, I think, he quotes the example. Right, let's say you're on an airplane and you want to look out the window, but everybody else is sleeping on the plane. So you want to open the window and there's going to be light. So I'm just looking out the window. I don't want to bother anybody else. But it could be that if it's dark in there and everybody else is sleeping, so you can't open the window because besides the fact that it's a Chil Hashem, but it's part of the area and the society in which I find myself. That's the language of the Chinuch here. V'yis yashiv ha'olam b'kach. V'akel chafes b'yishuvo, ki l'sheves yitzara. That is the number one, the larger idea of losam al adam re'echa, and the root that it is understood. How far does one have to go for losam al adam re'echa? Right, one has to spend money, as we will see. What about putting oneself in a little danger in order to save someone else? See, if somebody doesn't know how to swim and their friend is drowning, obviously, that's killing themselves in order to send their friend. There's no mitzvah, there's no chiyuv to kill oneself in order to save my friend, right? The same svara that we're going to find about not killing someone else, right? We're not allowed to kill someone else to save myself. I don't have to kill myself to save someone else either, right? My chazis, that his blood is redder than mine. You might say the exact opposite svara that we're going to have. But what about just putting oneself into a little bit of a danger? Right. Even if I'm a lifeguard and I go save my friend, there is some danger in there, but there is a certain danger that is acceptable, and I have to take that into account. What about if it's a little more than a little danger, but it's really a suffix sakana? Right. This is the sugya of giving a kidney. So giving a kidney in most circumstances involves some danger. There's an operation. Who knows what's going to be, Rahman al-Islam, in 20 years if the other kidney goes out, right? Who knows what's going to be? So there is a certain level of danger involved, but there's an amazing chance to save a life, right? So, nichnas l'savik sakana, to save my friend from vadai sakana. That is a big discussion in the poskim. We generally paskin the middle shita. We don't paskin that it's asur to do. We don't paskin that you're obligated to do it. We paskin that it is a rishus. Even though the Rishalmi paskins that is chayiv, the Agos Amonios quotes in Ilchas Rotzeach that one is chayiv to put themselves into Savik Sakana in order to save themselves from Vadei Sakana, but that is not quoted in Shulchan Aruch. The Achronim point out that the Shulchan Aruch does not quote that Yerushalmi, and the Sma there in the end of the of Choshe Mishpa quotes, Kivan Sha Poskim, Harif Vaharambam Vaharash, Lo Heviu, Al Kenish Mitu Amachaber Gamkein. Right, the Shulchan Aruch didn't quote it because we don't paskin that way. We don't paskin that it is a chiyuv. It is a great mitzvah. It is a possibility, but it is not a chiyuv. This is what the Mishnah Berurah also says. Mishnah Berurah quotes that one is not chayiv, but it is a. One can. Mikom akom, em yesh sakana, this is in Shin Chavtes in Ilchas Shavuos. Em yesh sakana lahamatzil, eina mechuyav, dechayav kodem lechayach aveiro. V'yafilu safik sakana, nami, Adif sveiko di de mi vade de chavero. Ulam tzarach lishkol advar meitevim yish bo savik sakana. Velo le daktik bi yoser. But if there's no sakana, so then don't say, oh, it's a sakana. Kol ta shamra, ma daktik asma bakach, bo li de kach. Piskei tshuva there in the end of tavchav, in tavchavav, you know, notes that we have to be honest. We have to be honest. And that's the discussion in the poskim about, kidney transplants. Rav Avadia has a tshuva, and he's even a number of years ago. He says, Bismana, that the sakana is very small, and therefore, if one is a match and one can save their friend from Vale Sakana, what an unbelievable mitzvah. How many times does one get to fulfill the Mishnah in Maseches Sanhedrin? Right, our Mishnah that we had earlier, right? How many times do we mamish get to fulfill that? Kala hamatzel nefesh achas mi Yisrael, right? That is something that sometimes it's ki'ilu, right? Ki'ilu. If you teach your friend Torah, then it's ki'ilu, you're giving born to him, and if you bring life to the world. But taking the Mishnah literally, the Mishnah back on Daf Lamed Zayin, kol hamekayim nefesh achas mi Yisrael, ma'ale alakasav ki'ilu ki'im olam ale. Unbelievable, to save a life, right? That is something very special. That's the Chavadas and Chela Gimel, Simon Peidal, and Reb Moshe also discusses it in a tshuva. But just going back to one of the earlier tshuvas, okay, we've quoted this many times, but it's always worthwhile to quote on many levels, the tshuva of the Radvaz. The Radvaz in Elef Nun Beis, 1052, has the case. What about pain? How much pain does one have to go through in order to save one's friend? Right, we spoke about a little danger. We spoke about a little more than a little danger. What about pain? What about more than pain? Right, the case of the Radvaz was the governmental official comes over to Reuven and says, Reuven, either I cut off your arm or I kill Shimon. Right, your choice. Does one have to give their arm or their another limb in order to save their friend? Amar Hashilton li Yisrael, Hanachli lekatzeitz ever echad she'ein chames mimenu, o amis Yisrael chaverecha. Right, what do you do there? So says the Radvaz. Yesh omrim. Some say you have to let your limb be cut off because he's not going to die from it. And, you know, that's saving your friend. But he says there is no chiyuv. Midas chasidus. You want to, you are allowed to. You might say you're not allowed to. You're wounding yourself. No, you're allowed to, but there is no chiyuv. Why is there no chiyuv? Number one, who says there's no chance he'll die? Maybe a person will die. Right, from any type of wounding. And he says, I saw someone get a big cut on their ear and they died. He quotes, whatever the case was. The person maybe didn't have the coagulating, elements of the blood, right? Yeah, hemophilia. He says, ain't that easy? You don't know. He says, number two, visu, da Torah amra, petzatachas patza, kviya tachas kviya, viafilo achi chashashu, shemaydi kviya yamus, vator amra antachas ayin, velo ayin venefesh tachas ayin. He says, "V'lochein amru shemashalim mamon v'adaver barur sheyoser rachu kosh yemus ben akvia yoser ben aydechatichas ever." So his first point is the person might die. Number two, and this is what we've quoted this before: "Durachecha darchei na'am." Put this on the list of "Durachecha darchei na'am." It can't be the Torah would be mechayiv you to do this. V'tzarech shemishpatei tarasenu yiyu maskimin el asechel v'hasvara v'echiyale al daitenu sheyaniach adam l'sameit eino olach toches yado o raglo kidei shelo yamisu es chavero hilkach eini roet tam l'din zeh el amidas chasidus v'ashrei chelko mi sheyuchal la'amod bazeh v'im yesh psafek sakanas tafashes hari zeh chasid shoteh d'sveika didei adav mivadei d'chavrei. But if it's really a chance of a pikuach nefesh, that's called a chassid shote. Right, chassid shote, where did you get that from? That's the Mishnah in Sota Daf Chaf, which relates to our Gemara also. We speak about somebody drowning in the river. Remember the case of chassid shote? The Gemara there says, what's a chassid shote? You see a woman drowning in the river, and you say, sorry, I don't touch women, I don't look at women. Sorry, I can't go save her. Or the Yerushalmi, Tosas there quotes the Yerushalmi, right? I have to take off my tefillin first. I don't want that to get them wet before I save the baby. Rachman al-Islan, chassid shote. There's a value to that, yes, but there's a hierarchy of values. Pikuach nefesh comes above the other, getting your tefillin wet, so or any of the harchakas of arayos, and therefore one has to always know the hierarchy. But that's an important tshuva of the Radvaz. But again, this is losamod al dam re'echa. There's more, but you know what? Let's continue first. Says the Gemara. So again, back to our context. What's the context? So he said, so where do you know Nita Latzila Banafsho? You know it from a Kalva Chomer. If by Nara Marasa, where she's not physically in danger, she's only going to be, not only, but abused and affected, but her life will not be, she'll be living still. So Rodef, to kill, surely. Says the Gemara, V'chiyon Shem Adin. But how could you punish based on a Kavachomer? How could you kill the Rodef based on the Kavachomer? Parenthetically, the Noda Behuda says, 1 minute, didn't we have the Chakir yesterday? What's the svar for Rodef? Is it Onesh or is it Hatzalah? The Noda Behuda says, this question seems to say it's Onesh. But wait a minute. If it's all about saving the victim, then this isn't an Onesh Min Hadin. Right? So the Noda Behuda just has that Ha'ara, that there's no Kasha if you say it's based on Hatzalah and not Onesh. But either way, the Gemara answers and says, Tebei Rebbe Tana Hekeshahu. It's not a Kal V'Chomer, it's a Hekesh. And a Hekesh is stronger. Very important Lashon in Rashi here. Rashi says, Hekeshahu, Shehukas Rotzeach Lenara Hamorasa. We compare Rotzeach, we're going to quote the Hekesh in a minute. But then Rashi says, V'kol Hekesh, V'gzeira Shava Hamufnes, Harihu K'mefurish B'mikra. It's not such a Chiddush, but it's an important Lashon. Rashi says, a Hekesh is as if it's written explicitly in the Torah. Hekesh Gzeira Shava. V'onshin Mimenu. We know in Onshim and Adim, we know you give an onus based on all the others, but Rashi just says it explicitly, because Hekesh and Zereshava are Kimifurish Bikra. And therefore, that's why you can give an onus based on them. So what is the Hekesh? Back to the Gemara. The Beit Rebbe says it's a Hekesh. From Nara Marasa and murder. Ki kasher yakum isha re'e ritzacho nefesh, the pasuk says in Kiseitse, just like a person gets up and kills, so too the case of Nara Marasa. V'chima lamadnu me'rotzeach. Right, what exactly did we learn? What's the comparison in the Torah? Just like murder, so too ones. What's the connection? Me'ata, hare zeh ba lalamid v'dim salamid. It's coming to compare, and it is compared. Meaning, we go in both direction, learning one from the other. Makish rotzeach l'nara hamorasa. Right, it's kind of like the Gemara in Makis and Tainis. Right, you think that the Rebbe is only teaching the Talmud also teaches the Rebbe. Right, it goes in both directions. But we compare these two. So we compare rotzeach to nara marasa. Ma nara marasa nital atzila benafsho. Just like nara marasa, if a woman is about to be ne'enas, so we are allowed to kill the ma'anes. Afrotzeach nitan latzilo b'nafsho. So to rotzeach nitan latzilo b'nafsho. Tosas points out, it's not only a rishus, it is a chiyuv, if one is in that situation. Tosfos, v'yesh lomar, da'hasam rishus, v'yesh v'nekrod, de'en lo damim, aval hacha, kamashlan techov alahatzil. It's chov. Chov, or the Ran's Lashon is a mitzvah lahatzil. So that's what we compare in Rotzeach. You learn that from Nara Hamorasa. The Nara Hamorasa gufa minalan. And what about Nara Hamorasa itself? That case, where's the case? How do you know what's the source that she is nitalan tzila b'nafsho? Ki detana dever b'shmoel. Detana dever b'shmoel. Ve'ein moshia la. The Pasuk says, there's nobody to save her. Ha'yesh moshia la b'chol davar she'achol oshia. If she has someone to save her, then that person needed to have saved her. And that's the makar for Nara Marasa, and then you learn Rotzeach from that, the case of Rodef. The case of Lo Samana Dabrecha is any dangerous situation that one is in, so then one has a chiyuv to save. And now we get back to that as well. Gufa, says the Gemara. Go back to what we said earlier. Minayin l'roas chaveru shutaveya benahar. O chaya gororaso. O listin bo'in alav shuchay latzilo. How do we know if somebody's in a dangerous situation? So then, we do our best when it's a chiyuv to save them. Tamalomar lo samal adam reyecha. Do not stand idly by. Right? Usually, 90% of los ases are kum vase. I violate the avera by acting, and I don't violate the avera by sheval tasa, by not doing something. Here's one of the few, not too many of them, where I violate by not acting, and I prevent violation by acting. So it's the opposite of most los ases. Los samar al damar yecha. That is the iser. But says the Gemara, wait a minute. Vamehacha nafka. Is this where you learned it from? Saving your friend's life? Mehasam nafka. Avedas gufo minayin. How do you know that not only does hashavas aveda include returning somebody's monetary property, but even somebody's life? How do you know? Tamalomar vashiv osalo. So you learn vashiv osalo. You shall return it to him, and that includes even returning his life. Hashiv osalo. Right? Rashi says, "Kra yaseirahu lemidrash hashav es gufo laatzmo." Return his goof. So if somebody's in danger, this is the pasuk. You learn it from this mitzvah asay. Hashiv osalo. So what do you need l'samar adam riyacha for? So the Gemara answers, "Ime hasam hava amina hanimili binafshe." I would have thought you only have to go and be matriach yourself to save him with your physical body. Avol mitrach umeger agure emalo. Who says you have to spend money to save him, to rent out something, to pay somebody? Kamash malan, you even have to do that. You even have to get money in order to save. Do they have to pay you back? Does the person have to pay you back afterwards? So that is a rush right here. The rush says yes. The rush says yireh v'hanitzo chayev lefroa lahamatzil mashahotzi. Simon Bays in the rush right here. The nitzal has to pay back. The ein adam mechuyav la'atzil nefesh chaveiro b'mamono heicha d'islay mamono l'nitzal. Right? Nobody, he has to pay back. Right? The Miri also says it. The sma on that same simon, all this in Shulchan Aruch is simon tuf chaf vav. In Choshe Mishpat, the sma wonders why this is not quoted l'halacha. Why is that mentioned l'halacha? That if somebody is saved, they have to pay back. So maybe it's quoted, the Shach says maybe it's quoted somewhere else, implicitly, but this is the sugya. We discussed this a little bit, if one remembers, back, way back in Bava Kamma, Bava Kamma Dav Samach, where the Gemara talks about whether you are allowed to steal, the Gemara seems to talk about this case. Are you allowed to steal to save your life? Right, what's called in secular ethics Heinz dilemma. Am I allowed to break into the pharmacy and steal medicine in order to save my life? Right, so is that so the Pashtus, right, Tosfos there says, of course you're allowed to. The only question the Gemara is asking is, do you have to pay back afterwards? Rashi, though, seems to take the Gemara Kipshuto. Right, which seems to say that Rashi is one of the rishis that maybe there's not only the big three, according to some Rishonim, there's the big four. Gezel is maybe one of the big four, not just one of the big three. But either way, that the Gemara there already talks about a similar idea about stealing in order to save. This is not exactly the same, but it's whether when I save somebody, do they have to pay me back? It gets into the lumdish topic of hutra dechuya. Whether pikuach nefesh is hutra, whether pikuach nefesh is dechuya, which comes up by Karma Pesach, which comes up by Shabbos. But again, that's what the Rush here says, beferish, that one does have to pay back. My father always likes to point out that the Rambam quotes this v'hashivosalo in the Pirush Mishnayos and Nedarim. One would think that the Rambam would quote the makor for healing somebody. V'rapo yarape. Gemara and Bava Kamma. The Rambam does not choose that one. The Rambam chooses this pasuk that's quoted here, and the Gemara Maseches Nedarim also, all those dafim about Bikur Cholim in the middle of Nedarim. So the Rambam there in the Pirush Mishnayos quotes V'hashiv Osalo. Says the Rambam in the fourth parak. V'lo neser zel l'chole atzmo b'brishi mitzvah. Klomar, shechayiv harofe min hadin l'rapos chole Yisrael. A doctor is commanded to heal the sick. V'harayu b'chlal amram b'pirish akasuv v'hashiv osolo. L'rabos es gufo. Right, l'rabos es gufo. Shimra o oved v'yachol atzila reze matzilu b'gufo mono b'diyaso. Right, basically quoting our Gemara. Right, also the Gemara there, but he quotes v'hashiv osolo. He does not quote v'rapo yirape. But he says that's a big discussion in why he chooses v'hashiv osolo and not mikachin the rishus l'rofi l'rapos, which is quoted in the Shulchan Aruch. But that is the Rambam. I think I've quoted the story in the past in the Hakdama to the Bas HaShulchan. There are two major makoros where we have a lot of the gross stories from the Talmidim. We have the Reb Chaim Ivalajin's Hakdama to the Sifrei Tznius'a, the gross commentary on the Zohar, and we have the Hakdama to the Bas HaShulchan, or Yisrael Mishklov, the Sefer on the Mitzvah Satulios Ba'aretz, so also the gross Talmud, and he quotes there a lot of the stories that we have of the gross, a lot of the great stories. But one of them there is that he says that his Rebbe was a baki in every chachma in the world. Every chachma in the world. He knew music, he knew plants, botany, he knew every chachma in the world. And he says there that the Gra wanted to become a baki in chachmas hanituach, which probably means surgery or anatomy. Probably means anatomy. Chachmas hanituach. So he wanted to go to medical school or to study that. And the Rav Yisrael Mishklov writes that his father didn't let him. His father said, no, you can't study that, because if you study that, you're going to then be the world's biggest doctor. You're going to have to spend your life. You're going to be chayiv to spend your life being a doctor and healing everybody in the world, because you're going to be the best doctor. So that's the story. So he says, better, you know, the world needs to grow. You know, Baruch Hashem, there are many doctors. The world needs to grow to be the grow. And therefore, that's what the story goes. That's what the story says. Okay, vayta. Says the Gemara now. Tanu, I'm sorry, one other R. So not only does it apply to saving one's life, but also... The it applies in an expanded way, al pidrush at least. The Chafetz Chaim says, if you're chayev to save your friend's physical life, you are surely chayev to try to save your friend's spiritual life. And this is one of the makaras for kiruv. The makaras for going out and teaching Torah and bringing people back to Yahadus. This pasuk. Right, the Chafetz Chaim says it on the pasuk of Hashev Tishivenu Lo. If you see your friend's animal walking around, you have a chiyuv to return it. Umizeh nuchol is bonein, says the Chafetz Chaim al Torah. If you have to return your friend's donkey, kol shekein shesorach l'rachim al nefesh Yisraelis shetoem en aderach afilu misarach amol rav lo shiva ubeemes bizmanenu afilu chotim gemurim matsui berubam she'enam lahachas chas v'shalom. Most people out there, says the Chafetz Chaim, are tinoch shenishbas, right? They're not doing it lahachis. For aktoim baderech, I de'ezet poshim, shematim osam in aderech, for himamish kise oved, she'eni yodea eich lashuba, beis bailov, u mitzvah rabba l'rachem aleihem, u lahorosa maderech anachona, v'odat l'mashalohem as aderech she'yelchuba. We have to do our best, says the Chafetz Chaim. Right, in the Chashuk Yechemet here, he has the following case. There was a boy in yeshiva who was having difficulty. Seems like he had ADD, attention deficit disorder, and he couldn't sit. And every 15 minutes, he had to go outside and take a break and take a breather. So the father, he couldn't have a regular chavrusa, so the father paid an avreich to learn with him. Paid him, because he knew it wasn't going to be a pashat chavrusa. And every so often, the boy has to go outside and like shmooze about something else. So the avreich, and he goes out, and outside the base manager seemed like wasn't the greatest chevra. And the father knew this. So he said, you know, he wanted to pay the avreich. You know, maybe every 15 minutes, you could just take a break and schmooze with him about something else. Right, not Torah. And that way he won't go outside. He'll get his break. He won't have to focus. And then that'll be good. The avreich is like, I'm going to spend half my time talking bittul Torah in the Beis Medrash in order to, I'm getting paid. What should I do? So he came to ask Rav Zilberstein. Rav Zilberstein says, Sanhedrin Ayin Gimel, Lo Samar Al Dam Reicha. This is saving him. This is saving him. This is what he needs. This is what this boy needs. You want it to be outside? Who knows? Chove al kolecha lahatzel nar ha'omeid l'tvoa binar shotef shal rechov ha'parua. O mikav chaya ra, dayno chaveir va'omdim l'tarfo mechaya olam haba. And therefore, this case, chayif ha'avrech latzilo. Aydei shikarvu b'safesh shalo kadei shilishadeh b'zeramayim rabim shal harechov. Nope. This is his mitzvah. This is his mitzvah. It's also a lesson maybe in Dalma Kavschus. If we'll be singing the Beis Medrash, we'll see people schmoozing. You know, maybe. Who knows? Who knows what makes people tick? And it's our job just to focus on ourselves and give everybody else the benefit of the doubt. Okay. Says the Gemara, Tan Rabbanan. Echad aro divachar chaveiro lo hargov, echad azachar, vechanar marasa, v'echad chayvi v'achar, sorry, Achar hazachar, vi achar nara morasa, vi achar chayvi misus bezdin, vi achar chayvi krisus, matzilin osan benafsho. In all of these, one is allowed to save and kill the rodev. Rashi points out that the Gemara doesn't ask a stira between the Brisa and the Mishnah, so it must be that the Mishnah also holds of these, it just doesn't say all of them. Right? So Rashi's important ha'ara. From the fact that the Gemara doesn't ask the stira, it must be that there is no stira. Almana la kohen gadol, grusha v'chalutza la kohen hedyot, but in these cases where there is an iser d'araisa also, and there is potential pegam, because now this woman is going to become a chalala, but still that's not enough. Ein matzilin otzom benafsho. It's not enough. Nevda ba avera, and once the avera was done, ein matzilin otzom benafsho. You can't kill him afterwards. Can't kill him once the avera is done. Then he has to come to Besdin, and he has to be brought to trial. What about if it's preventing the next time? That's also a question. Maybe there's already nifgam, right? So maybe you can't kill. But again, to save a life, then for sure. To save another life, for sure, would be mechuyev. Yesh la moshia ein motzil anosa benafsho. Yesh la moshia, if there is a way to save her or anyone in these cases without killing, then you have to try to do that, to try to save without killing the person. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, af ha'omeres hanichulo shelo yargena. Rabbi Yehuda says, what if she says, you know, don't get involved, because if you get involved, they'll probably just kill me. Right? So then we listen to her, says Rabbi Yehuda. Sounds like the Tanakhama does not say that. What's the machlokas? We'll have to see, Be'ez Hashem, a little bit later. Minani Mili. So what is the source for all these cases that one is allowed to save, in not just the case of we had before, of Rodif Achar Nafsho, but again, all these other cases. But Amar Krav. Na'ar, right, it could have said, it sort of spelled Na'ara without a hey, Zezachar. That's including Mishkav Zachar. Na'ara, Zunara Marasa. Chait, Elu Chayvi Krisus. Maves, Elu Chayvi Mises Bezdin. Kol Hani Lamali, what do you need? Each of these, just write one of them, Srichi. You need all. Dikaz Rachmana, Na'ar, if it only said one, Mishum Delav, Urche. A nar which includes Zachor, Mishkav Zachar. I would have thought you're allowed to kill the potential perpetrator there because he's going to do something very commonly done. That's not called a normal act. Lav Urche. Aval Nara de Urche, Emalo. But Nara Marasa, which is a normal act, right? You generally accepted by people perform the act. So Emalo, maybe in that case, I wouldn't think that you're allowed to kill the Rodef. Because it's not, maybe it's not as much cologne, it's not as much pagam. Kamashwan, you're allowed to. Fikaz Rahman and Nara Mishum to Kapagimla. But in those, if he only had Nara, fine, there's a pagam. Aval Na'ar, Delo Pagim, Delo Kapagim Le Emalo. If you only had Nara, Nara Maras is a psula. That's a real pagam. If somebody violates her in that way. But in the case of Mishkav Zachar, there's no lasting pagam, at least physically, obviously there's emotionally, but emalo, then I would have thought not, kamash malan there is. Because of Rachmana, Hani, and if you only had these two, you had Mishkav Zachar and Nara Marasa, Mishum da Hailav Urchehu, Vikapagim La. Because you have those two unique reasons, as we've just said. Aval Shar Arayos, de Urchayu, Velo Nafish Pigmayu, but other cases of Arayos, where it's a normal act, it's Derech, and the pagam isn't as much as a nara hama orasa, which Rashi explains here is the worst. Right? That's why it's skila, because she's connected to her husband, but her husband didn't get to live with her yet. She's very chaviva albaila. Right? So that's the worst. So I would have thought, emalo, not other arayas. Kas rachmana chait. So you include chait. Vikas rachmana chait, hava minafilu chayvi lavin. I would have thought even chayvi lavin would be included in kas rachmana mavis. Only chayvi misas and not chayvi lavin. Vikas rachmana mavis, that if you only had the mavis, Hava mina chayve misas bezdin in chayve krisas lo cause of rachmana chait. Fine, that's why you need all of them. The licht of rachmana chait maves lo boy nara v'nara. The first two were even kavachomers, right? The case of Nara Maras and Mishkav Zachar. So what do you need? The Gemara sometimes asks this kind of question and sometimes doesn't ask this kind of question. Sometimes after the Gemara quotes four, the Gemara says, okay, why do you need the first two? So here the Gemara asks it. Sometimes the Gemara just leaves it and we say, you're right, you could have quoted the last one, but we just go in order. But here the Gemara asks it. So why can't you just say the last two and have a limud for those and not for Mishkav Zachar and Nara Marasa? Those would be a kavachomer in Achinami. Okay, you're right. The Ela Nara Nara. So what do you need those two for? If Nara Hamo Rasa and Mishkav Zachar are already learned from a kavachomer, says the Gemara, it's to exclude, not to include. Chad lemute oved avodas kochavim, v'chad lemute behema v'shabbos. One is to exclude avodas zara. If somebody's on their way to avodas zara, you're not allowed to kill them. And one is to exclude mishkav behema and Shabbos. Rashi quotes Shabbos here is just grara. Derech agav grara. Really, Shabbos is learned that from avodas zara. You don't need to exclude Shabbos. Whatever avodas zara is, Shabbos is. That is why it is there. Stop there for a minute. Tosfos asks, second half of Tosfos Chad, V'yim Tomar, Lamali Kra Limute Shabbos. What do you even have to mention Shabbos? And Shabbos is going to learn that from Avodah Zarah. Hamatzil Gufe Kamechal Shabbos, the Chovo Bechavero. If it's Chil Shabbos, Ruby's going to be Mechal Shabbos. So I'm going to kill him to prevent him. But I'm being Mechal Shabbos by killing him. So why is my Chol Shabbos any better than his Chol Shabbos? Asked Tosfos. Vechi Chol Shabbos, latzil chaver, mi Chol Shabbos. De'ein ze mekalka b'chabura, and don't say this is mekalkel, so it's only an issur d'rabbanan. It's destructive. Tika tikuni gavra, kivin the mischayim misa. Right? It's tikun. Right? We're getting kapara, preventing him. Yesh lomar, mikol makom salgadaitach t'gzeres hakasuf. Grablazer Reb Shimon. Maybe, well, don't give me any svaris. Maybe it's gzeres hakasuf that you would do it. Even though misvara, you would say, why is one better than the other one? One might say, another answer to Tosfos is kasha, that even though there's an act, right, we know, let's say somebody is Machal Shabbos, the post can discuss. What happens if there's somebody who's a non-Shomer Shabbos Jew that's going to drive to play golf, right? And let's say he's an ambulance driver. So let's say there's a frum Jew who is an ambulance driver also. Is it better to call the frum Jew to take somebody pikuach nefesh to the hospital? Is it better to call? The other guy's going to be in the car anyway, so I might as well call him. Instead of going to play golf, he drive to the hospital. Or do we say no? he's being mechal Shabbos because he's not doing it l'shma. Masha'en kein, the Jew who's doing it for pikuach nefesh, that's different. So you might have said here, Reuven, who's killing Shimon to save Shimon from killing Levi, right? So that's not chilul Shabbos. That's a kiyum of a mitzvah, right? It might be different, even though it's not exactly the same because we have a makar. Bezen can't put somebody to death either. But again, there might be another way that other Rishonim who don't ask Tosfos this question, it might be because there's a difference between the two chilulei Shabbos. Okay, says the Gemara continuing. Ula Reb Shimon, Rishon Ma'achai to Amar Ovid Abaris Kochavim Nitan Tzilu Banafsho Lameli. Rishon Ma'achai says, you do. We are Nitan Tzilu Banafsho. If somebody's on their way to do Avodah Zarah, we do are allowed to kill them. So Chalim Ute Behema Chalim Ute Shabbos. So we say Behema versus Shabbos. Those two. Saka Dachamina Teitzi Shabbos Vichalol Chilu Biavodas Kochavim. You might take Zira Shava, learn Chilo from Avodah Zarah, Kamash Bal, and you don't. Shabbos is not included. Ulu Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon, Darum Chalas, Shabbos, Dita, Zib, and Afsho. Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon does say it is allowed, right? Which is exactly what Tosfos said. To Asya Shabbos, Michilo, Chilo, my Avodas Kochavim, Michael, Meimar. According to Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon, that says Michal Shabbos is included because you compare it to Avodah Zarah. Then we're back to the question, what is excluded? Chad Miyut. Limute behema. One is to exclude behema. The idach aidi the katzav rachmana nar katzav nami nara. Because the pasuk is discussing a nara hama orasa, so that's why you have an extra letter, even though it is not needed. Good. Rabbi Huda Omer af Omeris hanicholo shelo yargena. The end of the brisa. We just had it on an aleph. Rabbi Huda says even if she says, you know what, just leave him, let him violate me. I don't want to be killed. I know if you get involved, then I'm going to end up being killed. So she says, I'd rather have the violation of Busha than the violation of being killed. So the Tanakhama doesn't say that. So b'mayka miflagi. So amarava b'makpedes al pigma umanichto shelo yahargena. The machlokas is, she's makpid on her, she doesn't want to be violated. So, but she doesn't want to be killed. So Rabban and Savri, when the Torah gives you an allowance to kill a pigma kabed rachmana varimef pedes a pigma. Lamaisa, the Torah says to prevent her violation and her state of being nifgam, you are allowed to, and maybe even responsible to kill. And even though there's a chance, there's a good chance that she won't be killed, and you have a chiyuv to do that. And that is what the Tanakhama says. Even though to her yoser tov, you know, I don't want to take any chances. But that's what the Rabbanan hold. Rabbi Yehuda, hay tekam rachmana katzlei mishum demasra nafsho l'ktala. The reason the Torah says that we are allowed or have to kill this potential perpetrator is because, as Rashi explains, there are some tsnuos that would rather die than be violated. And we don't want them to die, so you know what? Kill the other person first. Right? Kill the other person first. Ha, but in this case, ha'lo masra nafsho l'ktala, you see she's not going to give herself to die. She wants to be violated instead of dying. It's the lesser of two evils for her. And therefore, that's why in this case, Rabbi Yehuda would say that we do not kill the Rodef. Omer le'er papa la'abaya, almana le'koin gadol nami kapagimla. If you see, it's hard to fathom, a Kohen Gadol is running after an almana, right, to violate her. So isn't there a pagam there too? So why is that not included? Omer le, apigma rama kabed rachmana, apigma zuta lo kabed rachmana. The Torah is concerned about a big pagima, not a small pagima. What does that mean? Mamzerus. Right? Mamzerus is a big pagima. And one might say, if the act that you are involved in will bring a result of mamzerus, that is an act that is a tremendous pagima. Excuse me, and that is why the Torah says allows matzilan osabanafsho. Rashi says pigma rabba kagon arayos decrisus shehein chamuros v'havi charpasa meruba shahavlad mamzer v'nasizona bibilaso ava kohen gadol bi'almana inasizona chava. So that's Rashi. Minchas chinuch, that's a classic minchas chinuch question. So what about nida? Right, nida is chayv decrisus, and it does not create mamzeris. So what if somebody is rodef achar hanida? Nida is always a litmus test because it has some elements and not others. Again, what do we know for sure? Nida is chayev kares. And there's no mamzeris. What's not clear is if nida is one of the arayas. Right? That's the discussion in the Rishonim. The Rambam says beferish. Nida harika achar min kal arayas. Nida is one of the Arayas, right? That's clear. The Asman Daraisa, Yosef Engel writes that, there are Achronim, right? The Shach in Hilchas Nida discusses Yehorig Val Yavar by a husband taking care of a wife when she's a Nida, right? Taking her pulse, right? Is it Abizrayu the Arayas? So is Nida one of the Arayas or not? That is a big discussion in the Mefarshim. But this is a great litmus test. What's the Pagima? Is it Dafka Mamzeris or is it Arayos Chayve Krisus? Right, Nida has the latter, but doesn't have the former. So that's the Minchas Chinas question in Tuf Reish Sif Yud. He has that suffix. Okay, we'll have to stop here by the two dots. Hashem, we will continue with the big three. Tomorrow is the one of the two places in Shas, Yehorig Val Yavar, Esta Karka Olam. Many different discussions. Sanhedrin, Ayin Dalet. Okay, we'll stop here.